Good, good. All right. So the perfect storm. Three things happening. We talk about the perfect storm from perspectives of multiple things happening at the same time, creating an incredible storm. We have that going on right in this moment. And it's only this week, because there two of the three things disappear after this week. Number one, the welcome home disappears. Number two, it will no longer be the last week of a business period. So we have all this, these forces, natural forces coming together in 1 week time period, and you have ultimate control over the results you create. So it's up to you to take this and say, wow, what a perfect time for me to explode my business. Because really, why am I so anxious? Because I look at this and I say, for every tube of skincare you sell this week, it should multiply four times in your GPV next month. Because all these people getting started on the skincare, we know they're going to see the results that we're seeing. I just put out a new set of pictures. I stopped taking pictures for about a week and a half, 10 days or so. And last week I woke up one morning and I looked in the mirror and I called up Lydia immediately and I said, bring your camera. And I am not a mirror person. You guys know me. You know that about me, for those who know me. In fact, people would always say something about, you know, Mary Jo, do you use any skincare? Because they really were saying it like they thought it's impossible because I was showing so many wrinkles in my late 50s. And I'd say, hey, no problem. I only have to look at myself twice a day, when I brush my teeth in the morning and when I brush my teeth at night. I said, you have to look at my face the rest of the time, right? I mean, that was kind of my crazy attitude about it. I just really never wear makeup. I don't do any of that. But amazing what this skincare product's doing to my face. And I know it's happening to many others. I get pictures all the time from people around, and you're seeing more and more out on the internet and Facebook. And it's a joy to watch this happen. But the thing that happened to me was my tissue underneath my lower lip. I woke up and it looked like my first look was like, oh, did I get punched in the mouth overnight? But it really wasn't that it was puffy out like somebody hit me. It just that it no longer had any wrinkles or any lines in it, and it was like it was. And Lydia, when she came over, she goes, it's probably because that's the way you looked 20 years ago, Mary Jo. And I go, oh man, this is wild. I mean, it's wild. How does that happen? I don't know. But again, just like when I lost the crow's feet, I kept looking every day since last week to see if it went away, and it's here to stay. So it's just amazing the changes you see in your face. And that was just, last week was my fourth week of using this skincare because I was in the trial program. So we know that people are going to see significant results. So let's get out there and make sure that we take advantage of getting as many people on it, because the minute they start seeing results in their first 5 days, 10 days, next, you know, what's going to happen is December 10th, December 5th, they're going to call back. They're going to go, hey, I want to get four more bottles of this. They're going to want to, they found three friends that they went and showed their pictures to. I mean, it's incredible. It's really quite incredible what's going on with that. So, and by the way, one of the things I didn't mention, well, I don't know if it's confidential. I have so many conversations with corporate, but I know they're looking at getting an app to your, oh, don't mention it. Okay, Lydia said don't. Okay, you didn't hear that. Next, okay. So we have a lot of great things coming down the pike, but right now you got a lot of super things to make this happen so that you can really get out there and grow your business. So let's talk about number one, youth promotion, because I understand when you – this conference call today is about what I'm doing, what I'm seeing, because I'm totally all in. In fact, I fly out tomorrow morning to go to Arizona for 2 days of skincare meetings and trainings, and these are people who haven't even used the word Manitech in their vocabulary the last 5 years. So the excitement's overwhelming out there. But it's things that are happening and sharing with people, doing meetings, calling people, hitting my neighbors. I sent all 35 emails to my neighbors last week. It's just ways to get the word out. You know, I've been doing it nonstop. So youth promotion, to me, promoting the youth skincare product is really as easy as 1, 2, 3. And it's really about just making the contact. And once you make a contact with somebody, you can either set the appointment or you can do it right then. You know, with M5M and with what we are doing around the, you know, the three sets of materials, and then we have now a little booklet you leave with them so they can educate them about glyconutritionals, who is Manitech, all that stuff. That kind of stuff doesn't even exist with the skincare. For the most part, you meet with them and it's going to be done. It's a done deal. It's like a meet and close. It's all part of one thing. So you can actually meet the person and you can set up an appointment to meet them later if you want to. If it's, you know, if you meet somebody at a post office and go, oh my gosh, I just came across, I have never felt this level of excitement. You know, I mean, and you just share it with them and say, would you like to know about it? Or have you bought a present for your wife yet for Christmas? I got the perfect gift. And, you know, and you go, oh, well, what if she didn't like it? Well, that even makes it more perfect because there's a 100% money-back guarantee. I mean, how many guys would buy a tube of skincare for their wife, and if they don't like it, they get 100% of their money back? You follow me? I mean, there's just so much greatness around this. It works in, for every set of language that you're using out there. So it doesn't take you to have to sit down, do a big presentation or whatever you want to do, but you can choose that. But the first step is contact. Make a contact with somebody. Choose to either do a short presentation with them right there or meet with them at a later time and do a presentation. But it's brief. And I'm going to give you a few presentations that aren't going to be so brief, and then I'm going to talk to you about the special 17-second presentation. So number one, what do I do for a presentation? Well, what I'm using today is what came out of Canada. Al Balla kind of put together some slideshow that he did in Canada, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, 10 days ago. And that started circulating through Marion Culhane. Somebody in her organization, I think, redrafted a little bit. And then I took it and I fixed it up. I added some things, took out some things because I did my own personal preference. But that's what I used when I went into my Friday night presentation that I did in front of a group. And it was only 20 minutes, maybe. And it had a couple videos in it. I only used two. My choice is to use two videos. I don't use the M5M video. We talk about it. I don't use it. Because I think the pictures that we have and talking about it can do just as much good. But you got to decide for yourself. You don't want to show people seven videos. That's all I'm trying to suggest. Because it doesn't take that much time. And the thing that sells the people isn't M5M. It can touch their heart, but it's not going to sell them in a group setting. My one-on-one I did, notice what I did. She had a 4- and a 7-year-old. She's a young gal doing a hairdresser. I just thought, wow, this woman's all about heart. She also had a big Christian plaque in her room, too. So I said, wow, she's about mission. She's about heart. You can make some assumptions. You got to take the facts you have in hand and decide what's going to be appropriate for that market. So in a group presentation, that's what I used on Friday night was this group presentation. Havener's also have one on their website. What's the name of that, Lydia? SuccessMentors.com. I believe you can go there and you can find their skincare presentation. You can use that one. But also know that, you know, Manitech's working on one diligently that should come out this week. So and we're working with Al on that as long as I'm in town, which is less than 24 hours. But anyway, we'll be helping him put together that and just so be ready for it. It's there or look or search out those and you can edit them and do what you want, but it's fun. But keep it simple again. One video or two videos. I like the Dr. Kassir video. That's my favorite because it gives validation. The one that talks about the science, I like to have Kassir in there where he's walking down this hallway and he talks about dermatology and all this kind of, because people, they love that. World-renowned dermatologist involved, that adds all that credibility in it. So that's a good one. The other one I love still is I love the L'Oreal one. I love the Yves Saint Laurent. I like to use that one because, again, it gives validation and it talks about the science and then who are we in relationship to that. So that's kind of what I use in mine. And then you can do that kind of presentation. Again, keep it concise, 15, 20 minutes max. You can use an iPad, and that's what I did with my hairdresser. The hairdresser lady, I showed one of the skincare videos, M5M. Oh, I guess I did do both because I wrote that down here. And then show slides. What makes us unique? I gave you all those slides on the outline today. So I attached I think that's all you need. What makes us unique? What are the key features and benefits of the skincare line? And then what else? One more thing. Don't forget, and it's not written in your outline, so write this down right here. Don't forget the before-after pictures. If you don't have Mary Jo's, you can have Noni Kaufman's. You can have, you know, go out there and find them. There are plenty of them circulating out there. I just highlight the fact, though, be careful. Some of the pictures I'm seeing, the person squints in one to show that they have all these wrinkles, and the next one their eyes are wide open. They're taking different angles of their face. You really, 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 for people who are in this industry, when they see things like that, they'll think it's fraudulent. So be careful with what you show. Don't go out and use pictures that look like they were created, even though that might have happened if the eye is wrinkled, you know, if it's squinting in one and wide open in the next, or if it's a different view, you know, they're taking the pictures coming from a different angle. People read all that, and they think you're just confusing them. So use the ones that are direct, that show a direct relationship. The eye is equally open both times. It's got the same exact, you know, directional pointing for the photography. That's what you want to use. So, again, what is it? Videos, key features and benefits, and then before, after. That's, I'm telling you, that simple. And then I put in here also, I said 17-second presentation. And this comes from Al Schrider. I think I told you guys in one of my other calls about 3 weeks ago, I went to an Al Schrider event Lydia signed me up for. She is great with getting me out there to learn more, because no matter how much we know and how successful we've been, we always want to learn more. And Al's been in the business for 50, 60 years. He's responsible really for what I consider Jet's, and Jet was our top income earner for years and years in Manitowoc, the top of many people on this call, in fact. He's your upline. But the intriguing thing about Jet was that he started with Al Schrider in the insurance business many moons ago, like 35 years ago, 40 years ago. So Al Schrider's been in this direct sales industry for years and years, and he's learned so much. He's learned more than you and I will ever care to know about this industry. But he talked about making a 17-second presentation, and everybody in the room, when I was going through this training that I went to, by the way, it was a three-hour training. I thought I'd walk out after 15 minutes, and at halftime, hold your chair, everybody, I went walking up to Al Schrider, and I invited him to be on this Monday call. So he's going to join us in December on my Monday call. Do you love that? Isn't that cool? I mean, he really amazed me. He taught me things that were so outside my brain function, and I love it when people twist my brain, kind of like when I went to my first Clemmer event, they twisted my brain. I love that. So because remember, what did we know about Andy Andrews? He told us, you know, if you want to change your results, you got to change your thinking. So our thinking, we're stuck. We're ingrained in the way we think, and sometimes we need to take that and tweak it. So Al taught that for a lot of things to me. One of the main one was that he says, you know, there are four parts to when you meet somebody, there's four parts to it. What are they? The first thing you try to do when you meet a new person is you build rapport, right? Everybody agree with that. And the second thing you do is you do something that's called breaking the ice. You take the rapport and that conversation into what you're about. And he said, then there are two other things that we do. We do a closing and we do a presentation, okay, a presentation and a closing. So there are four things. Everybody get that. Write those four down. Build rapport, break the ice. In other words, get it directed into what you really want to talk about, the topic of conversation that you have in your mind. And then you do. There's a presentation and there's a close. Well, Al Schrider said, okay, put them in the order that you do them. And, of course, I wrote down, build rapport, break the ice, do the presentation, and close, right? How many of you have done that? For years. And he said, you're totally wrong. Build rapport, break the ice, close, and then the presentation, if needed. Isn't this hilarious? I'm listening to this, and I'm going, my whole brain went, wah! It came to a screeching halt and started going backwards in time. How do you close somebody without doing a presentation? Well, he showed us. And he kept going on and on. And he kept telling us about how people, you know, make decisions based on no information. People love to make decisions. We're in a society that loves. He goes, how many times do you invite people to come to one of your meetings and they didn't show up? They already made a decision. They didn't come to get any, information. They'd already decided. He says, once you get somebody to come to a meeting, you can only screw it up, because once they show up at the meeting, they've already decided to do it. So all you can do is screw it up. So be careful that you don't screw it up at the meeting. He went on and on. He showed example after example, and the room started at four people agreed with him, and by the time he was done with his examples, he had at least 65-70% of the room agreeing that you need to close before you present. Here's his 17-second presentation, and each one of these questions, he's a perfectionist at these, you know, word segments, and he's got them down so pat that there is, like, don't change them. Because he's time-tested these things 50 years later, right? So he says, this is what you do. The first question is your rapport builder. The second is the one that goes into the direction of what? Going after what your interest is, why you're talking to that person. And the third one is closing. So we start off with the first one. The first one is what we call, hang on, I got to move out of the room. We got noise in the background. I can hear all that noise. Okay, sorry. Okay, great. So we start with the first one. Let's go 17 seconds. Here we go. This one's rapport. I am curious. Okay? I am curious. So I'm curious. Are you interested in looking 20 again? Or are you, I'm curious, are you interested in having the healthiest skin for the rest of your life? Notice because some people don't want, somebody who's 25 doesn't want to look 20 again, right? So you might say, I'm curious, but are you interested in having the healthiest skin for the rest of your life? Right? And people go, yeah. Now here's the second one. I just found out about a new skincare product. I just found out about a new skincare product with a breakthrough technology that L'Oreal has called the Holy Grail of anti-aging. You stop. Then the third one is, okay, that's the shift. Now that's my breaking the ice. I'm going in my direction. Here's the third one. Would it be all right if, those are five words that are the last segment, word sequencing. Would it be all right if you started using this all-natural product appropriately? Sorry. We have a typo in here. This new product, don't get rid of the word appropriately. I made adjustments and Lydia didn't pick them up right. Sorry. We'll redraft it and reset it. But will it be all right if you started using this all-natural product called Youth for 30 to 60 days, and if you're not totally satisfied, get all your money back? You're done. That's the closing. I didn't do a presentation, did I? 1, 2, 3, that's a 17-second presentation that you can close somebody on this skincare product with. Trust me, you can do that. Now, what happens? Some of you are going right away, well, Mary Jo, but what if they say this? What if they say, well, I need to have more information? Your next question goes like this. What information would you like first? Notice so many of you want to go into the full-blown presentation about ABC, Manitech, this company, all natural, as a founder of glycobiology, the science of nutritional glycobiology, and blah, 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 blah. Well, why do we give people all this information? We tend to give people information because it's information that's important to us in our decision-making. Is it important to their decision-making? We don't know because we didn't ask them what was important. So why aren't we asking people what information they need to know? We just assume. And you know what the word assume says? It makes what out of you and me, right? That's why. What are we doing here? Why do I need to give them 10 yards of data? I can say those three statements in 17 seconds and listen to the responses and potentially get a close. 17 seconds. Start to finish. Rapport, breaking the ice, close. 17 seconds. Okay, they need more information. What information would you like first? That'll be your first question. And then they answer briefly, and they go, you answer briefly. Notice I emphasize the word briefly in the outline. Why did I emphasize the word briefly? Because it needs to be brief. It needs to be brief. So when we make it brief, because we don't want to go on and on. What if they ask the question, well, what's the name of the company that makes this? It's a company called Manitech, been around 20 years in the real food nutrition industry, founder of the science of nutritional glycobiology. Boom, done. What would you like to go? What would you like to know next? Some of you would go, oh, it's a company called Manitech. They're located in Coppell, Texas. They started back in 1994, and they use the aloe vera plant and blah, 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 blah. No, briefly. Briefly, they want to know the name of the company. You give them just enough in a nutshell, two sentences max, move on. And then after you're done with the answer, you look at them and say, what information would you like next? And you know why Al Schrader does this? He does this because he says the average person only can come up with about two questions. By the time you answer, like they might say, well, what's the price, right? And then you're done. I mean, you're done. You got a sale. You got a close. You got a sale. Right? And now the close comes. So it's making the contact, doing the brief presentation, and then going to close. And you're done. There goes one more bottle of skincare. Boom. One more skincare. One more skincare. One more skincare. One more skincare. So don't try to make this complicated when it is that easy. And if you sit back and you go, well, but Mary Jo, I really want them to know about the science of glycobiology and glyconutrient and amber toast, because amber toast is really what we're all about. I go, great. Then don't have a great last week of the business period and create a perfect storm. Because for me to be able to educate somebody about amber toast is not going to take 17 seconds, right? Everybody agree with that? Yeah. Now, once I got somebody tied into the skincare, just like the hairdresser the other day, what happened? I just noted, I said, do you have any, you know, because I talked about the company being a health company for 20 years, and she goes, well, I really don't have any health concerns, except I had these horrible allergies. I go, really? We got a great product to help you on that. And so she got that. I didn't go into another 20-minute discussion about amber toast. I didn't need to give her the story of Manatech in a full understanding. Right? I have a business card I gave her. It's got websites. She can go to those if she cares to do it. But right now what's most important is she signed up and she started using the skincare. Bingo. Next. And we'll be in touch. The close is what you want. You can always, you know, this is a great lead-in. So, and how do we close people? We have three levels we can close them out with, right? We can close them with at least one bottle of youth. That's our bare minimum. No one's closing without trying the youth. You can offer it both at retail. You can say, when they say what prices, you can say, well, you can buy it at retail from me at $139.95 plus tax. Or you can get involved as what we call it, a member. It's a consumer, and just be a consumer, and you can buy it for $105.95. But if you think you might be interested in doing this as a business, maybe the associate position, or what we call the champion. And we've got two levels of champions. And if you're in just talking about trying right now, I'm sure you're not interested in the $5.98 pack, so let's start you off with $99, right? And do that. So give them the options. Treat them with the options. So give them the options. Let them decide what they want. And I had somebody this weekend that said something, she really wanted to do the business. So I gave her the three choices, right? And I said, you know what? I would never buy the $9.98 pack. And the reason why is it's got a lot of free product. It's got the greatest product value for sure. But I get the exact same income benefits that I do on the $4.98 pack. So, that you know, and I'd never do the $169 or $109 or $9, because, you know what, I don't get the revenue sharing rewards. So it's for scarcity-minded people, for abundant people, it's going to be the $498. For people that just love to have as much product on hand as they want, they'll do the night. So I'm telling you, $498. Using that language, people like a middle selection. They like to see the high and the low and take the middle. So, okay, everybody got that? And then again, what I said earlier, youth in a bundle, or youth in Nutriveris, or youth in amber toast, or youth in Manacea, whatever it is. But youth is the lead-in. You get that solidified first. And if they have a health concern that they want to share in the moment, great. And then you can go, and when they share a health concern, don't start going, oh, my gosh, here, let me set you up with, and you get them to buy a $100 product bottle of youth from your $139, and then you give them $400 worth of nutritional supplements. Not. Okay? Keep it simple. Just remember that. Keep it simple. We want to keep it simple. Welcome. Okay, so everybody clear. Any questions about youth, about how you're sharing? Anyone else want to share? We have some little bit of time here. Is this helpful?
I have a question.
Sure.
When we got the product in our hands and we're going to sign them up, we give them that bottle, then how do we sign them up when we don't really need another youth product?
And why don't you need another one?
Because I already have 15.
Oh, so you already have, but aren't you going to blow through the 15 this week? Remember, this
know.
Is the perfect storm. No. Don't say you don't know. Let me do some. Here you go. I am going to get 15 consumers this week. Now let me suggest you. You don't have, when you sell one out of your stock, there's no requirement you replace it. All you do is you sell it to them at retail and you keep in contact with them. You have their name and telephone number. Keep in touch with them to see how it's going for them over the next 3-4 weeks, right? And next month when they're going, oh, hey, I want to get another bottle, and I say, well, here, let me do it this way because it makes no sense for you paying retail. Let's get you in as a member. And you sign them up next month, okay?
So you sell out of your stock and then sign them up the next month?
You betcha. You have two, or you replace your stock. You decide what works for you. But if you want to get rid of your stock because you have 15 bottles because you bought that many last week. By the way, I had people bought 10 bottles and they ordered a second. they went back in and ordered 10 more this past week. It took them 4 days to blow out 10 tubes. Now, I'm not making you feel bad, and don't ever read it that way. Some of us have greater spheres of influence. We have more people. But, I mean, you can just go to church. And one of the other things that happens is, how are you sharing it? If you're using pictures and you're using the materials I talked about, it should be a no-brainer for you, right? So make sure you have a good presentation down so that you've got the iPad, the videos, the pictures, and, you know, people go, how do I get it?
No, it's not that I have a doubt I can get rid of it. It's I want to get them on automatic order where it goes to them and I don't have to handle it.
You bet. It's going to take you one more month because you've got to liquidate what you have in your hands.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. But you know that with every retail bottle, you can make $90 off of $139 retail. And if you haven't figured that one out, talk to somebody in your organization. They'll show you the paperwork on how to do that. So you can, the retail business in this product is gigantic.
Yeah,
I think there are going to be more people in Manatech retailing this product than we've ever seen retail anything. We have a retail product, and that's one of the things I talked to Al Bala about last week was we need a retail program because people are going to want to retail this product like crazy because there's so much money in it. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes, but just heads up on that. Retailing is not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. But again, it takes more time and energy. But having a little group, you're going to find people. Here's the more important thing: you may not choose to retail it, but you're going to go to spas and skincare places and hairdressers, and you know what? They're going to want to retail it. So you've got to show them how they make money off of retail. That's part of a presentation to get them to jump on board. Okay. Anyone else have a question about the youth? I'll do one more, and then if we got one. Okay, great. So everybody on board, everybody got clarity. Now, and I'll redo the language here because I want it to be accurate, so I'll repost another outline for you on the website to make sure that language, because there is that word in there that doesn't belong there. I don't know how it got there, but it's there, that word appropriately. Cross it off your outline for sure. Okay,
I do have a quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
I called and they said that my $4.99 pack was shipped on Thursday, and I asked if it was priority. Is that priority mail, or is that UPS, FedEx? How am I expecting my package if I want it today?
If you want it, I think you want it. I have no, Lydia, we know what, did you order it priority ship? Did you put a check mark for priority shipping?
There was a glitch. I just talked to somebody in admin.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Lydia's telling me that all the people that pre-ordered skincare, that had their pre-orders in prior to the event, there was a glitch in their system last week, and not all of it got shipped out. That's different than your issue. You said you're shipped on Thursday. I don't know. Priority, if you check mark priority, it's going to go priority, which is 2 days. 2 days. So you should, depending on where you live, too. If you live in a small mountainous town, it could be 3 days. So, you know, you can trace priority shipping as well. So if you get the information on the priority shipment, you can trace that, okay? So hopefully that helps you so you don't get too nervous about it, but priority is 2 to 3 days depending on where you live.
Mary
okay.
Jo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Jackie Bullivant. How are you today?
Good, I'm terrific.
Awesome. Well, I knew that. I have a question about the packs. Do you know when they're going to be up? And this $5.98 one, it'll be taking the place of what we thought was going to be the $4.98 one?
Correct. In fact, you can already custom make your $9.99 pack. I believe that's already available. For people who just want one skincare, you can come in as a champion at the $99 level. But the one that we Manatech committed to making, the $4.98, they made into a $5.98 pack. And that one should be, they were working on it Friday. My suspicion, either today or tomorrow, it'll be out. They know it's in high demand. They just had to work out to make sure the margins were there in the pack, which is one of the reasons they had to add a sixth skincare product. Because they wanted to build it into a business builder pack to make sure there's samples and DVDs and all the marketing materials, because people aren't going to buy six bottles of skincare without wanting the marketing materials. You follow me?
exactly.
So that,
well,
yeah.
I was talking to corporate last week, and they said that if you took a regular custom pack, like for the 99, or, you know, and you put your youth into that, you would not be getting any skincare information with it. It would be just a regular.
That's
know,
right. It's
regular.
A sign-up pack. The 99 is just a bottle of youth. You don't get any.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any marketing materials with that. Then, for me, Jackie, the 99 pack of one bottle of youth is just somebody who says to me, "You know what, Mary Jo, I think I might want to sell this." It's like my hairdresser last week. She came in as a champion, got the 99 pack because she thought she was going to go. You know, that's the direction she saw herself going, is potentially selling it, and she wanted to start off at the 99. She just wanted to try it first, so she knows that if she really decides to do it and she wants to be a champ, you know, she can go with a bigger pack. But she just says, "I just want to try it right now, but I don't want to. I know I don't want to be a consumer, and I don't want to do this. I want to either do the business or not." You follow? So she came in
mm-hmm.
as an associate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So she didn't need any material. She had us, you know, because she wasn't in the mode of sharing yet. I don't think you should ever come in at 99 and decide you're in the business. I think you ought to come at 498 or 598. I mean, that's really the business pack anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That difference
Thanks,
of 20.
Mary Jo, appreciate
you bet. You bet.
Mary Jo, can you add the youth to the 498 pack? Can you customize it?
Yes,
with
yes,
that?
Yes. You can use the skincare product today in building a 498 pack.
Okay. But you just
and you can use it, and you can use it. But if you use it to build the 498 pack, know that you're not getting any. You could put five of them in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could that, but you're not getting any of the support materials.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. What you're leaving out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, here's another one. I don't know how many of you guys are going through this, but we're going through a massive. We have massive numbers of people who, again, haven't used Manitech in their vocabulary for years, who are getting back involved in the business because of youth. And the first thing they want to do is renew, right? They want to renew as an all-star because they've allowed their all-star status to collapse. And that's a 229 pack. The perfect pack for that is two youth and one cleanser. It's $230. Two youth, one cleanser, and you get a free bottle of Plus with it. So there you go.
Dr.
Perfect.
Kath.
We've been renewing people all week on that pack, okay? All right, next, let me talk quickly. I know we got 15 minutes. That should cover us. Welcome home. You know, we only have 1 week left. So outline a plan and make the calls. I built some new language for you. Hopefully we don't have too many typos in that. Using youth, and here it goes. You can read it yourself, but I love the language. I think it works. It's hi, this is Mary Jo Hilliker. Of course, don't use my name. You could do that if people might know me and you think it'll help you sell. don't commit fraud. Just put in your own name. I'm calling just to let you know you are perfectly positioned to take advantage of a great offer. Now, right away, people are interested, right? You're perfectly positioned to take advantage of a great offer. Notice the language, okay? It's available only for 1 week. Can I just take a moment of your time, right? Ask. Just be in. And they'll go, yeah, I know at one time you took the Real Food Nutrients from Manitech. Well, just last week they announced their newest product, a skincare product that is based on real food nutrients, but also a technology that L'Oreal is calling the Holy Grail Anti-Aging. The results are remarkable in rebuilding the dermis to result in ridding the skin of wrinkles and fine lines as well as restoring youthful skin. This week only, if you order the youth skincare, $99.95 is the cost of it, and give it a try, you will also get one free tub of Manitech's newest nutritional product that combines all their patented technology in one superfood supplement, a value over $60 free. Can I get you restarted? Got it? Everybody got it? Now, you can take that language, tweak it, move it around, whatever works for you. But that's the kind of languaging I want to see out there on the Welcome Home program this week. Because I'm not going to talk to them about getting back on Ambertose this week. I'm going to talk about the most exciting thing happening, and they get a free tub of Nutriveris, right? And if they get fussy about, well, I don't know if I can, I want to go into the, you have nothing to lose. If you're not totally happy using the skincare, you have 100% money back guarantee. I only use that language if they start balking a little bit, right? And then at the end, when they say, okay, well, let me see if I can try that. And then I'm going to ask them before I sign them back up and get them restarted, get their credit card information. I'll say, hey, by the way, did you have any other favorite products you might want to restart for your health as well? Open up the possibility. They might order the skincare and they say, you know, I love that Manacea. I remember it worked for me and my allergies have never been, you know, like they were back then when I had them, gosh, can I get, or you had this crazy product for weight loss. I think it was like Lean So or So-So-Lean, or, and you go, oh, the Ozoline, you know, whatever it might be. So you can potentially get them back on a product that they love to take, right? That one of their favorite products. Notice it's always positive. All right. Then the next step. Don't get into the GI Pro Balance. Don't get into automatic order and anything, because when you sign them back up, when you get them restarted, you're going to put them on automatic order. All you need is credit card. You have all the rest of their information and what they're going to order, and you're going to put them on auto order. And why can you do that without necessarily asking them and all that? Because here, tell me, people, can I go in there and cancel it if they decide not to move forward? Because I'm going to be doing customer service with these people over the next 4 weeks to see how the skincare is working for them, how they're getting started back on the product, and you know, and then I get to follow up with them, right? And this is what I do when I call them, like in the third week. I go, you know what? Here's another great deal for you, once in a lifetime as well. One more month, if you take the product one more month, Manitech, instead of a free Nutriveris, you're going to now get a free GI Pro Balance. So would you like me to add the Nutriveris to your order and then get the free GI Pro Balance? You follow how you use that language to keep them going. I don't need to tell them about the GI Pro Balance until 3 weeks from now. And then what do I do in January? I call them back and I go, you know what? I didn't tell you about this, but Manitech has this incredible customer loyalty program, and you're right, almost complete with it. Every 3 months that you stay on auto order, Manitech gives you 20% back of every product you've ordered over the past 3 months in product credits. So you can get products for free. And you're going to qualify, if you stay at what order you have now, you're going to qualify for X dollars of product credit. So you see how this is a three-step process with your reactivations. It's just an idea. This is what we're doing. I'm just suggesting use a model, something like this, get people excited about it. We give people sometimes too much information. We just need to get the bare bones. Okay, everybody fine? Everybody clear on Welcome Home? Any questions on Welcome Home?
If they don't,
go ahead.
On the second month that they order, should they get the Nutriveris? Do they need a $100 order?
Absolutely. If you're going to get, in order to earn the GI Pro Balance for free, but
okay.
See, they're ordering. What are they ordering? What did I start them on? The skincare.
Right.
So they're going to get skincare and Nutriveris.
Good.
Yeah, got it. I've got them at $160 now. Plus,
okay.
They're getting the GI Pro free.
And
okay.
The third month too. Or
third month doesn't have to be any
okay.
level.
Good.
Because all they're doing there is they have to have an auto order in order. They need 3 auto orders in a row. For customer loyalty, there's no requirement of 100 QV.
Clarified. Thank you.
Got it? There you go, girl. Next question.
There you go.
Yes.
I thought they said on the leadership call that they were going to have the youth tools available on the auto order form so that we could... wouldn't have to have a separate one-time order to get.
Oh, for materials are you talking?
Yes.
You're talking about the selling materials. I have no idea about that. I know one thing. I know that the samples are treated as product. So the samples, yes. But I have no idea about the DVDs and the brochures. I don't know that they're going to put that. Are they combining those in auto orders, Lydia? Lydia says you have to do it separately. So maybe that's going to come out this week or next week. I don't know, but right now
none of that is on the order form. I did an order this morning.
Got it.
There's nothing on there.
I got it. I'm sorry, but I think what I tell my people is, like in the Phoenix area or in McAllen or out in Minnesota, I said, you know, get together as a group, contact your 10 buddies and say, how many you want to order, and let's just get one order in here, pay for one shipping charge, and then we'll, at our next meeting, we'll just, you know, distribute them all to everybody.
Is your meeting in Phoenix listed on the scheduler somewhere?
No, because it's not it's probably one of the very few meetings I don't do open. And the reason for that is that it's my pre-existing organization that hasn't used Manitech in their vocabulary for 5 years. So I'm limiting my networking just with them to get them restarted. Does that make sense? When I
okay.
come back, I'm sure they'll have me back in a couple weeks, and we'll do explosive meetings with everybody, right? In fact, right now we're a little worried about doing it in a home because we don't know if there'll be enough space. But it's you know, it's just something I feel badly about it, because you know me, I always do everything open, but I'm trying to reinvigorate my organization. So I'm working at I'm working out of people's homes, personal homes. Yeah.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
I have a question about the guarantee. I was under the assumption that people who are already associates, stuff they ordered wasn't guaranteed.
But wrong.
If you are an associate, you've been one forever, and you hadn't been ordering, and you ordered a skincare, you do have a money-back guarantee on it?
100%. You don't have to be a new associate.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, good.
Is that good or good?
That's wonderful.
Okay, there you go, girl. Manatech. And whenever you talk to people about that 100% money-back guarantee, one of the first things out of my mouth is, this is one of the reasons I love to work with this company, because they have such a level of integrity behind their products. I mean, where can you go and buy products, nutritional or skincare products, where they give you a six-month 100% money-back guarantee? Nothing like it. And that's because their products work. They are not taking a risk because their products work. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yep.
On Welcome Home, I'm getting a lot of, of course, voicemail. So
yep.
To go into to that, what are you?
Well, I don't know here's a good one for you. If you're getting a lot of voicemail now, and of course we all do, and we all have been over the last month and a half that we've been doing it. Number one, don't call during the day. Call at nighttime. Call between 6 and 9 at night. That's your best time to catch people. So otherwise, you're just building frustration for yourself. And I know sometimes that's not always the most convenient for you, but that's going to be the most – that's because it's the time when everybody's busy with at home. They're not at jobs or out. Right? Secondly, so that's number one, do time it right. The second thing I'm going to tell you is in the past when I made these calls, I would just say – hey, this is Mary Jo Hilker. I'm trying to reach you, trying to reconnect. Let me give you a try to call you back, tomorrow or the next day. And I would never ask them. I never, because I'm not going to impose on them and expect them to call me back. That's ridiculous. They haven't heard from me in 3 years, 5 years, 8 years. I don't expect them to call me back. But now, this week, my language will be the same as it's in there. The same sentence. Hey, this is Mary Jo Hilliker, and I'm calling just to let you know you're perfectly positioned to take advantage of an incredible offer available only 1 week. I'm sorry I missed you. Can you give me a call back so we can make sure we capture this before the end of the week?
Yes.
Okay? You get the difference?
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, how's that? Go, run with it. Absolutely. Now, I don't worry. If they don't call me back and they don't want a deal, I probably won't give them a call back because I have too many hundreds of other calls to make, right? But use that language and you'll be great. But it's just adding a little bit at the end of the first sentence that I gave you in the outline today. Great?
Good. Yep.
Good. Anyone else? Okay, good. Lots of good questions, and I want to do this because it's really kind of a training call as we are. Okay, last week of business period 12. Let's go through this so everybody gets it clear. You want to go into Success Tracker. If you haven't been there this morning yet, go in there right now. As soon as you get off this call, go into Success Tracker. Find out exactly where you are. Find out the most immediate GPV and make a commitment. Where am I going to be by Friday night at 12 midnight Central Daylight Time? Where am I going to be? What's my commitment? How many bottles of skincare? How many orders am I going to get in? Da, da, da. And just make a plan. And I developed a skincare plan for my organization. And you can see it's not even accurate anymore because I did it at the beginning as soon as the event was over, the first thing I said to myself is, this will not work with people if you don't have a plan. So I wanted all my people to have a plan, not just shoot from the hip, but put a plan together for the next 2 weeks and then the 4 weeks in business period 13. So you can take a peek. There's not anything great about my plan. You can set up your own plan, but this is the kind of format you want to make. You want to make commitments. And remember, Andy Andrews told us at the event that goal setting was a bunch of hogwash because people lie all the time. So I didn't even put I believe. It was about thinking. What's my thinking? I believe I can increase my business and thus am committed to create the following. And it's about belief in my thinking. What's my thinking by November 22nd? People, I put a number in my plan. I won't even address it with you, but it was pretty outrageous. And you know what? I think we're going to get there.
Maybe.
Lydia just said maybe in the background. So don't listen to Lydia. Listen to me. I'm committed to getting it. It could be, oh, Lydia says it could be better than that. So that's the attitude you want. So, and then by the end of December, I did another number, right? And it's about what? It's about building my list of contacts, going out after it. That's what gave me the incentive last week. I drafted up 35 emails to my neighbors to get out there. I did all sorts of things that were pushing me outside what I normally would do because I want all of this business in this business period. Why do I want it in this business period? Is everybody clear? I want as many sales by the end of Friday as I possibly can get because I know that when they start using the skincare, they're going to go and tell their friends. And they're going to have Christmas presents to go out to their daughters and their granddaughters and their nieces and nephews. It can be men as well, right? And they're going to buy a ton of that. So, I mean, this is an opportunity of a lifetime right in front of our face. Don't miss it. Don't wait. Don't go, oh, I think I'll start selling the skincare after the holidays. Oh, my gosh. Please. This is an unbelievable time in your life to be able to make a huge difference. A huge difference. What do people do, even going out and marketing today? What are people going to do next week at Thanksgiving? They're going to be around a bunch of family, and they can go, you know what? I just found this new skincare product. It's amazing. Here's some pictures this woman sent to me. And I ordered some. It's called Youth. So they talk about it. They don't have to know everything, but they talk about it around their families at Thanksgiving, right? Guess what happens? 5 more orders pop out of air because you put the time and energy this week to make that happen. So people, really, get a plan. Make sure you understand end of business period. Build that volume because then this is what I look at, and I think I said this last week as well. I mean, if you're at $2,000 and you double your volume, you sell $2,000 worth of skincare this week, right? And can you do that when you're only at $2,000 right now? Absolutely. That's 20 people. I can find 20 people who want new skincare product to try it. They have 100% money back guarantee. I could probably do that in one day. In fact, that would be a fun little challenge. How many people can get out and get 20 bottles sold in one day? It just takes you getting outside your box. Start believing it. Change your thinking and go out there and create that as a result. Okay, so go out there and make a difference. Do that. Now I've got 2,000. Next month, those people go and they get their product for free, buy Christmas presents. So I've made the 2,000 turns into 8,000. So now I'm national director. In January, that group of people goes out and goes and shares with people, gets their product for free, and now I'm executive director. And in February, I become presidential director in Manatech because I chose to make this a big week. Choice. Make a decision. Go out there and make it happen. And that's what I'm concluding this call with. Have the week of your life. Let's go do it. Okay, everybody, that's it. Any last-minute questions? Anyone?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
How do...
I lost you. I heard how do...
I have a quick comment, too.
Liddy, what? I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you. You're coming in raspy.
Mary Jo, can you hear me?
There you
me?
Go. I can hear somebody.
Okay, it's Peggy from Porcupine.
Hi, Peggy.
I'm just wondering, in the future for another week or so, will you be giving us some ideas on how to do cold calls?
Yeah. You want cold calling on skincare?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You know, what are you trying to do with a cold call? What do you mean by that? You mean calling up
just calling up people that... either you don't know or just people you know, but they've never knew anything about Manatech, period.
Well, anyone I know, it's really easy. Anyone you know, it's really easy. Take out any people, old contact list, people have said no to Manatech in the past, whatever it is, and you just dial them up and you go, I can't believe it, but let me share something with you because this could make a difference in your life in a huge way. Got it? That's how you start it.
Okay. Now, I was just wondering if you're going to do a class session.
Yeah. I mean, there's 101 lead-ins because this is so exciting. And everybody's going to be a little different on how they lead in with it, but it's like I have got to share this with you because this is like revolutionary. I love this. Here's another reason I love this week because I can tell people, do you understand that this product just started shipping last Thursday? You are on the cutting edge. You are right at the beginning of the cusp. If you ride this wave, I can't even begin to tell you what you could create. It's going to be unbelievable.
Are you asking if they take skincare?
If they take skincare, watch out for that, because take is, you're back in the supplement industry. If they use skincare.
I take my word, do you use skincare cream?
I don't even ask that question, because if you would have asked Mary Jo that question, you would have gotten a no. So you don't care whether they use it or don't use it. You can ask them what they're currently using, but I don't start the conversation that way.
Okay.
I want to build my excitement in the conversation first about this breakthrough technology that L'Oreal is calling the holy grail of anti-aging. I would rather than asking them about their skincare, I'd rather say, are you interested in having the healthiest skin you can possibly have? Is that something you're interested in doing? I mean, it's just a question. Are you interested in looking 20 again?
Good.
You know, those are the kind of questions that I wrote in the outline that I think you can use with somebody that you just call up, even a brand, some person you just met. I could be at a grocery store and meet somebody and say, you know what, let me ask you, I'm curious, are you interested in having the healthiest skin for the rest of your life? You got it? I can say that somebody in the grocery store. It's a 17-second presentation that works with anybody that you've never met before. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Joe. Yeah.
All right. Hi there.
Hi.
My question is, coming from a male perspective and speaking to females and not being offensive and sharing the product.
Okay, that's a good question because I guess I'm insensitive to that because I really didn't approach this call from that perspective at all, and I apologize to you because a male perspective is a little different. So let me, you know what I'm going to tell you? I could shoot from the hip and tell you some things because I have some ideas off the top of my head, but I'd rather think them through to give you what I think would be the best. So
wonderful.
This is what I promised to do. If you're on my outline, if you're getting my outlines, I promise in the next couple hours I will put out an email with suggestions on men's approach to this, okay, with women.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You absolutely, 100%. Thank you for the suggestion. That is awesome. I appreciate you.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
I like the way you say, are you interested in having the healthiest skin for the rest of your life? Because you can use that for a young person who doesn't have wrinkles.
That's exactly why I put it in there, because you can't say, are you interested in looking 20 again to somebody who's 25? You know, I mean, they're going to look at you and go, I am 20. What do you mean? It's like, right. Good. No, that's it covers everybody. But, you know, if you're interested in looking 20 again, that's what I use with I'm using that with my 30 and 40-year-olds. Because they are, okay. I don't use it with my 60-year-olds because they know that's not possible. I tell them, are you, and this is what I say to 60-year-olds plus. I said, how would you like to take 20 years of age off your face? I mean, those are to friends, right? You can't say that to somebody. No. But
Mary Jo,
like,
I was going to suggest using the words, would you be interested in looking more youthful?
But see, that's too boring.
Okay.
Can I suggest to you that's too boring?
Because
it's like, are you interested in looking more youthful? It sounds like what every Tom, Dick, and Harry might say to you. And it's like, if somebody said it to me, I go, okay, give me the boring speech you have. But if somebody came to me and said, are you interested in taking 20 years of, you know, age off your face? I might start laughing. And again, don't do that with somebody you don't know because that could be offensive because what you're suggesting is they have 20 extra years of age on their face. So you want to be careful that you don't offend people. But I would never, and remember the question, use the language I gave you. I am curious.
It's wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
This is language Art Schreider put together after 50 years in the business. He's got it perfect, down pat. It is specific word sequencing, because when you use the words, I am curious, people immediately become curious about what you're going to ask. They immediately are engaged in conversation. It breaks the barriers, right? Right down. It builds rapport immediately. They need nothing else. You don't have to go through family, occupation, recreation, motivation. You know, 20 minutes later, I know everything about your life, and now we can talk about what I really want to talk about. No, I'm curious. Does that in that simple statement? So follow the language sequencing. The word sequencing is crucial. Just like it is, I just found out about, and just like, would it be all right if? That language you cannot vary from if you want to be most successful. I'm just telling you. Use the language. Okay, anything else? And I'm going to redraft that one part because I don't want that stupid word appropriately in there. I don't know how it got stuck in there. Sometimes these computers, they just inject words. I don't know how. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Oh, Mary. Yeah, Lydia goes, it's not the computer, it's the operator. Okay, who else?
Mary
Jo? Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
I think appropriately fits very well there because it says appropriately called youth.
Oh, is that what it means? Oh, see, maybe that's why I drafted it that way. Good. Thanks. I didn't see that when I read it in the call, but you are right. That's probably why I put it there because the product name is youth. Appropriately called Ruth. I just came. That's good. Would it be all right if you started? Thank you, Melinda. See, I read it totally differently when I did the call. Would it be all right if you started using this all natural product that's now hesitate there, appropriately called youth for 30 to 60 days? And if you're not perfect, works. Thanks, Melinda.
Okay.
Phew. No typo after all. Okay. It just doesn't flow if you don't put a hesitation after product. So
you
hesitate.
Commas around that clause.
There you go. Yeah. Would it be all right if you started using this all-natural product, comma, appropriately called youth, comma, for 30 to 60 days, and if you're not totally satisfied, get all your money back. Perfect. Goes great. Perfect. Thanks, Melinda. See, it's just a matter of how we read it, but definitely put a comma there. That'll help you stop in the right place and put the emphasis. Anyone else?
When you do that follow-up email, could you also include the languaging that you use for the voicemail of, you know, I'm not going to have time to call you back because I've got some whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
You, when I do the language for the email, what email?
Voicemail.
Oh, the voicemail, like on my reactivation?
Yeah, well, yeah, on the welcome home thing, you know, I've got... so many calls to make, I'm not going to be able to get back with
no,
you.
No. Never say that. Never say that.
Okay.
Never say that. Because all of a sudden, when the minute you say I have so many calls to make, they become unimportant. You're telling them they're unimportant.
Okay. That's why
I'm not going to have time to call you back makes the other person feel like, oh, she doesn't have time for me. I'm really not important. You get what people read into that language. You don't want anyone to think that. You want people to think, you know, so you just say, please call me back. You don't want to miss this. You know, and if they're not intrigued, I mean, really, done. And most of you have done a lot of this reactivation call already, so this is just adding to it. But this is, I'm shifting my entire, I gave you tons of scripting 7 weeks ago when this started, and I'm just saying, I'm not using any, I'm using this. Today, this is what's going to work, and this is what I'm using for the next 5 days. And I'm using it nonstop. So...
okay.
So you don't. I won't have time. Now you don't. You don't have to, Melinda. If you choose to say, you know, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I missed you. I'll give you a call back later. You can, if you plan on calling them back. You don't have to say that. You know, please give me a call back. But whereas for 7 weeks ago, I didn't leave that in any message because I didn't want to put the onus on them. Today, I've got, you know, 400 of these left to do, and I'm not going to call anyone back for this one-time offer. That's, you know, this incredible one-time, 1 week, great offer. They have no chance of doing it again. I'm not calling them back. I don't have time. Okay? But I'm not telling them I don't have time for them. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just wanted that two or three sentences that you mentioned.
You bet. Yes. Who else?
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
I can.
It's Peggy Wiseman.
Hi, Peggy.
Hey, I noticed these two cost, the 99 or the 105. When I look at my downline, 99 is an associate person.
And right, is an associate cost, correct. It's or we call it champion. It's the champion.
Okay, now if I'm calling people that have been inactive for 6 months.
Right.
When I make the order, do they automatically come into my downline?
Well, they're already in your downline. Are you talking about reactivation or are you talking about new people? they've been inactive for 6 months, they're not terminated. They're still an associate. So you can do one of two things. If, again, remember, respect lineage. You can call them and you can get them reactivated, okay? But if you get them reactivated, if you're going to give them the free Nutriveris, they have to buy in their pre-existing associate account.
I thought maybe that would be the case. Okay.
Correct. There you go. There's your answer. If you don't get a free Nutriveris if you terminate them and bring them in as a member, that doesn't work.
Okay,
they have to order in their pre-existing associate position.
Okay, so they can't order as a member. I was afraid of that. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're trying to get people back as just consumers and you want to convert them from associate to member positions, then the great offer is not available to them. But you can still call them and use the language around, you know, the first paragraph. Just forget about welcome home with them and just go the first direction. I don't have a problem with that. I had people on my downline call and say, well, Mary Jo, some of these people, they're never going to do the business. They never wanted to be associate in the first place. We just never signed up members 5, 8, 10 years ago. So if I call them on, well, and I say, well, don't even talk about the welcome back program. You don't have to describe the welcome back. Right?
Okay. So at that point, I can sell them the product for $105.
Absolutely. You can get them in as a member, put them in underneath you as a member, and they'll buy it for $105.95 and plus tax and shipping, and the company will ship it out for you. Yep.
Okay. And as a member, I didn't listen carefully, but I've just done that, then don't mention the free product.
No, because they don't get the free product. If you mention the free product, you're screwing it up because they don't get it as a new member. They would only get the free product if they ordered the skincare in their pre-existing associate position. It's the only way they get it. And it only applies to associates. Doesn't apply to if they signed up as a member 5 years ago, they don't qualify for the Welcome Home program. Welcome Home is only for pre-existing associates in their pre-existing associate position. Okay, clear?
That's good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
Good call.
Wear out that finger on pressing those buttons. Anyone else? Okay, everybody, you sound great. Get the energy out there around this. It's huge. It's all right there in front of you. Everybody wants this product, I guarantee it. So let's go out there and get her done. Love you guys. Have a great week, and I can't wait to hear the monstrosity of those greatness that you create this week so we can share next Monday morning first thing out of the box. I'll just listen to this. So what some of you created, I want to hear. Mary Jo, my volume was at 1,000 and now it's at 2,500 because of that call. Or I don't know. And then don't give it credit to the call. Give credit to yourself because you have to take the action to make it happen. Okay, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.